The game, James McCarty, sports director at Flag Family Media, here with one of the Bison offensive linemen, Gray Zabel. Last week, you guys were able to go and really control the tempo and dominate a North Dakota squad that was ranked in the top 10 nationally. What is your assessment of how the O-line played in the offense as a whole?
I thought as a unit, we played pretty well. There's some things that you want to get cleaned up in the run game, but I think overall we did well. We protected Cam, and then we were pretty efficient on third downs. So I think we played well, but we always can improve, and we left room for improvement.
What has it been like for you becoming one of the mentors on this offensive line? I know there's a couple of other seniors there, but you have a sophomore out there at center, a redshirt freshman at guard as well. How has that process been for you turning into that grizzled veteran on the squad that's helping kind of provide the next future Bison offensive lineman? Great.
Yeah, it's been a really fun kind of challenge that I get to do, as well as help guys that are a little bit younger, and I know that I've been in that spot, so I kind of try and answer all the questions that they have or maybe they're thinking out on the field. But I really enjoy it because I see just some young guys that are really hungry and want to compete every single play, and it's really fun so far this year.
I know, talking with Griffin Empey, he talked a little bit about how even being a redshirt freshman, only a second year in the program, how you challenge him still, right? You're at the buddy side, but you also have that leadership side. When you're trying to kind of balance those different things, how has that been for you in trying to go, all right, you know, this is something that should be simplified a bit, or this is something a little bit more complex, and you're trying to teach him week by week how to handle, let's say, the success even of a season?
Yeah, I think Griff's doing a really good job so far, and I think just along the lines of challenging him, I mean, we became really good friends here the past 6 to 12 months, so that ability to know how much he means to me is really critical, because then at some points in the game when I can get on him and challenge him and tell him that we need more or he needs to improve something like this, he knows that it's coming from the true love and care out of my heart because of the friendship that we made. But big thing about Griff is he's always hungry to compete and wants to learn and be the best player that he can be.
Throughout the season so far, we know the first couple games of the year, it was a little bit tougher to run the football. You guys were trying to get your footing underneath you, and Marty Brown is kind of emerged as that lead back. Has it been a little bit of him getting comfortable that you guys have been successful in the run game? Have you guys gotten a little bit more chemistry built up on the O-line? Has it been a schematic thing with the new coaching staff in there? What would you say has been the biggest proponent, or maybe a couple of them, to the increased success of the running game?
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head there. Kind of all three of those. I think Marty's kind of getting into his role and starting to become the player that he is, which is really explosive and a really physical, hard-running running back. And then I think as an offensive line, we just started gelling more and started to become more one unit and kind of seeing everything through one set of eyes. And then I think schematically, our coaches are starting to find out what works good for us, what doesn't work so well, and how we can kind of improve from there. So I think the first few games there was some headaches and some tough run games and stuff like that, but I think lately we're kind of finding our footing and moving forward.
I have a feeling I know the answer to this question, but I'm just gonna throw a couple of things out there. You were the Missouri Valley Offensive Lineman of the Week. Cam was the Offensive Player of the Week, and then your entire program was the Team of the Week by Stats Perform, along with Cam also breaking the Missouri Valley record with his 42nd rushing touchdown. Seeing all those different accomplishments coming together at once, what does that say about yourself as a player, then also your entire team as well?
Yeah, really good question. I think talking about myself, it kind of goes to show the ability of having guys around you that help you out and make you a better football player is very critical. And then I think it's really cool for our team to get some of those accomplishments and some of those kind of ability to have people notice us and the ability to kind of shine in the light a little bit. But at the same time, I think a big thing is the hard work and dedication to a craft is kind of coming to light as Cam just breaks that record and he gets the Missouri Valley Player of the Week again. So I know how hard he works, how hard this team works, but big thing moving forward is just not being complacent and just kind of trying to keep finding ways to improve and get better.
In closing with you today, going on the road this weekend, going to Southern Illinois. Coach had mentioned different things like team meal and then an hour bus ride to the game, different things of those sorts. We know that SIU is battling some injuries, but as an offensive unit, what needs to happen on Saturday afternoon for you guys to be successful and keep improving and getting another victory in conference play?
Yeah, I think as an offensive unit to be successful, we're going to have to play physical football. We're going to have to win the line of scrimmage every single play. And then, as always, protect Cam. I mean, with how he's playing lately, we have to go as far as we can to protect him and allow him to have time in the pocket and then allow our running backs to make plays. So I think it starts up front with offensive line having a good game, good physical game, and knowing that we have playmakers around us to go make plays.